Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this thick Tuesday, because it's nice. Not Thursday.
You called it Monday and Thursday.
I've called it every day but Tuesday. I'm all throwed off today.
Stay tuned for him to call it Wednesday.
Nah, because no haikus.
No haikus.
We will have haikus tomorrow.
And Harry Potter.
And oh, by the way, I want to say Dylon is actually going to be with us tomorrow. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so Dylon, who has not done haikus...
It's been a minute.
In a while.
They had to put the heavy hitter on for our first show. Make sure all the technical stuff is good. What?
Shots fired at the rest of the guys.
That's not shots fired.
Sure sounds like it to me. Basically, what Blake is saying, that everybody else is inept except for Dylon.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm reading between the lines.
Well, you can do that. When it comes to handling the board and as far as all the technical aspects, I think all the part-time producers would agree Dylon's the best at that.
Would they?
That's not a shot.
877-81-1053. Would you agree that Dylon is the most technically sound producer here at 105.3 The Fan from the part-time group?
They don't know any of the stuff that Dylon does behind the scenes.
I wouldn't. How dare you?
I'm saying, how would
denigrate our listeners like that?
How would Atolo know about him getting audio, him having stuff set up? That's all stuff that happens behind the scenes.
Is it smooth?
I guess you could go from that angle. Because
you and I are pretty candid with when we're disappointed with somebody.
And I think we are rarely disappointed with Dylon when it comes to audio. He's got it always ready.
We have no problem shaming a producer when a mistake is made.
Yeah. I don't think we're as bad as Sean.
Not in a bad way either, right? Like, we don't do it we don't make any personal attacks. Well, not usually.
We don't want anybody getting fired.
Unless it's Trevor and just his overall body odor.
Wow. Not even gonna sound like Trevor smells.
He doesn't. I'm kidding. If you've listened to the show, you know the deal. He won't wear cologne. By the way, do you? We asked you this?
No, we've gone over this.
We have,
he
right?
Said he doesn't.
No, you wear what? Axe body spray?
Nothing.
Not deodorant.
Just all what do you wear? You don't wear like Secret or anything, do you?
No.
Okay. You know what? You strike me as like an Arm & Hammer kind of deodorant guy.
Arm & Hammer has deodorant?
They do.
They also have toothpaste.
They do.
Phenomenal.
They do. You can also cook crack with it. What do you use for deodorant?
Just the cheap one, like the Speed Stick or whatever.
Okay. Bimenin. Can you do this? Can you do a little theme song? Bimenin. Nope. Okay. Anyway, we continue.
Speaking of theme songs and commercials, I'm gonna give a memory for everybody listening right now.
Give it to
us. That's gonna throw them back there and go, Blake, I'm so mad that I didn't remember this commercial. I'm going to say 98% of people are going to be mad at themselves for not remembering. Do you remember Back when commercials used to hit. Back when we used to actually watch commercials. September. What happened?
Oh, it's just filling. You said you remember the 21st night of September.
Is that a song or what is that?
Yeah.
No. You know, you've really never made a musical reference before. What is that from?
I don't know.
What? Tylon's on one tonight.
Okay, here's the commercial. The Sonic commercials back in the day. They used to run when I was in high school.
Oh, with the two dudes? They used to crack jokes all the time? Absolutely.
They used to do jokes.
No, they were fantastic.
In the little drive-up spot. Not the drive-through spot.
Yeah, no, they'd sit in the little deal and the car stop.
Those were classic.
Oh, they were great.
I don't know why Sonic stopped doing it. I don't know how many times I saw that and actually wanted to go to Sonic. It probably was the best commercial as far as getting me to go to a place. I liked it.
I think every good pitch man or pitch woman has a limited run.
Dude, those were class.
Why did they stop with the roller skates at Sonic too?
They didn't.
Probably from a liability perspective. I mean, do I want somebody in roller skates sliding up to my whip? No.
That's what made it so funny though, because the people that would have them always showed off.
Well, you know, if you were good at it, I mean, you know,
throwing drinks in the air.
But here's the thing. How many people even roller skate anymore? When's the last time you roller skated?
Dude, that was the way to pick up girls when I was in middle school and high school.
Well, yeah, in middle school.
There was nothing better than the roller rink.
That was the way to pick up girls in middle school.
I'm saying that's where you went. It was the mall. It was the movies.
Yeah,
you were limited. And the roller skating rink that also was the basketball court 10 feet away.
Yeah.
And they used to play hip-hop music.
Yeah.
It was
you guys had skating parties when at school?
Probably like every weekend.
Okay.
And that's where you'd show up and see your crush and be like, hey, do you want to skate together?
Tell you what, there nothing more.
Then there was a show off when we played tag that actually knew how to skate.
Well, here, yay.
Because you knew who the show off was who got the
limbo?
Is that what it's called? The thin lines.
No, I was going to say the thin line skates because, you know, everyone else had the brown ones.
Oh, you mean the roller blades?
Because everyone had the four with the one at the front, the five.
Yeah, your regular roller skates.
Then there was the thin lines that actually knew how to. I brought my own. I'm good.
Now, if you brought your own roller skates, like, yeah, you were that guy. All right. But there was nothing more agonizing and or just anxious than couple skate. Because if you can't skate and you're couple skating and you take her
guy,
out,
the other guy's got thin lines on. He's moving.
Sliding by you.
He's tapping your girl in the butt.
Yeah, looking like a speed skater. You're like, it's okay.
You're over here.
Wait till I get these skates on. Wait till we start walking together.
You're holding the wall.
Look, I was not a good skater growing up. And yeah, that was always. And limbo. I don't know if y'all did the limbo stick.
Oh, we did limbo.
Man, don't fall on that stick.
You did limbo. You did tag. There was one other game.
Be the dude that slid to the side like this in the limbo.
We did red light, green light.
Red light, green light. Okay. Sharks and minnows.
All kinds of
games. You know
what
sharks and minnows are,
Here's what we did back in the day. We had the limbo, and we had couple skate. And then you always had that one a-hole.
Typewriter challenge, guys.
You know, then you had that one a-hole that would backwards skate.
Yeah.
He's always, give me a basketball, okay?
Sharks and
Let's
minnows.
Let's go play some real sports.
Sharks and minnows there was like usually two sharks. It would be like, say it's me and you. We're in the middle, and the whole rest of the station's at the end, and they try to get past you without getting tagged.
Oh, okay.
And you get to the other end, and you're safe.
Okay, I think I do remember that. No, I mean, look, let's call it what it was. The skate parties were legit.
They were really legit. Really, we need to bring those back.
We should. I mean, we're not going to, but
we should. Finish
you know, like maybe like an adult skate.
I don't want children there. Yeah, an adult.
Well,
skate. Well, you just said like an adult skate. What other skate would it be?
I thought you meant for the kids.
No, I don't care about the kids. I want to do it.
You know what? Yeah, I do care about the kids.
Cool. Okay. Me and you don't have kids that age.
Give the kids, I'm just saying in the sense of give the kids something to do to be social and interact with each other.
That would be nice. And you have to leave your phone sitting down. You can't bring your phone.
Let's teach kids to talk to each other again. Yeah. All right? Don't text. Don't snap. Don't whatever the hell you guys do with each other.
I would be down for that.
Talk face to face. Speaking of face to face, we were face to face with some of the Cowboys yesterday.
Great transition.
And let me tell you something, boys and girls and whoever else is listening out there in Tolo and Fatty Land. We've talked about this on the show numerous times. All right. It's all chronic and palm trees after a win. All right. You got dudes. Oh, come on. I mean, it's one scrum. You're going from scrum to scrum.
Yeah.
All right, guys. What? Come talk to me. Games like yesterday, and you and I were sitting there. In fact, matter of fact, me, you, Bobby, and CA were sitting there at one point, and Chief talking about, like, man, this post game's going to be rough. All right. Now, that said,
I'll speak for Fred right here. Fred was a savant in the locker room. Had no problem walking up to guys. Hey, interview? Can I talk? A couple guys shut him down, but it did not deter my partner, Fred Davis. He walks up to the next guy. Give me some quotes. Is it Eberflus? Is it you? Are you getting traded?
Now, real quick.
Because I don't have the kahuna.
This is what I'm going to say. And I've told you, and you and I have talked about this on these airwaves. And this is one of the reasons why I was adamant about when we started the season, we needed to be in the locker room preseason week one. Because when they see you every week, they may not want to talk to you or they may not want to be all candid or whatever. But at the very least, they're like, okay, I recognize this guy. I've talked to him before. Okay. He's not one of these gotcha. He's not trying to set me up. He's trying to legitimately talk to me. And that's one thing that I think me, you, and CA have done a really good job of. And of course, you know, all these guys know CA already, but
you want to go to the crib at it.
Man, look, CA already knows what he's doing. But you and I still being relatively new in the grand scheme of things, right? I mean, we're still trying to get our sea legs under us as far as getting to know these people and really them trusting us, right? And oh, by the way, we're the only full-time radio show that has its hosts.
Come on.
That go into the post-game. Because look, we got to talk about these guys and then we got to go talk to them in the post-game. So Deron Bland, and by the way, I got to give a shout out to Calvin Watkins because this was the only one that I piggybacked off of. But Calvin Watkins had started talking to Deron. All right. And I was kind of letting him do his thing. And then I noticed one or two other people walk up. So I was like, all right, bet. Let me go over there and talk to him. So we caught up with Deron Bland. We caught up with Kevontae Turpin. We caught up with Jadeveon Clowney. And we caught up with Dante Fowler. This is Deron Bland after, let's all be honest, probably one of the worst, if not the worst game of his NFL career.
How hard has that been to do to try to stay on top?
It's not that hard. You just got to bring more effort, more discipline.
Will the bye week help a little bit?
Yeah, hopefully you come back, get things together, and get back to it.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Just kind of obviously not what you guys wanted to get to in today. Is there anything they did differently? I mean, this obviously wasn't one of your better games this year.
No, they didn't do nothing differently, but you just got to play better.
So what do you learn from today?
Just play better.
What are you going to do over the bye?
Sit back, and just look at what we need to work on, and then go from there.
We're 9 weeks into Flusa's system. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point is it just something ain't sticking, or is it just are we still talking communication out in the field, or what are we talking about?
Just gotta get on the same page. Help each other out there.
Yeah.
Okay, that was one of the harder one-on-ones I've ever done. Okay, Deron, not the most verbose guy after a tough game like last night. And so the what are you doing for the bye question? Okay, so just a little peel behind the curtain here. So the first two questions y'all hear me ask, that's after Calvin Watkins leaves. All right, so Calvin gets his questions in, boom, he's gone. And so then I ask my first two questions. After I ask my second question, there's half a dozen TV cameras and whoever else is there, right? So I don't want to be that guy just Bogart and Deron Bland. Plus, I'm hoping, does anybody else have anything here? Because you hear, just play better. Just play better. Be better. I've got my phone. I'm standing there next to Deron. I look around, and everybody's looking at me.
You going to say something? We ain't. And I was like, what are you doing over the bye?
Because that's the thing, bro. These TV guys, y'all don't get to see this because obviously there's no phones in the locker room. There's like probably 8 to 9 people with big cameras that aren't asking questions, but crowd the players.
Boy, they sure do.
And we're not
hating on them. That's their gig. They
we're not
do,
hating
you know.
On them, but there might be 4 people that are actually asking questions in these scrums.
That's it.
So you might see unless you get the center spot.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple of reporters that
you have the same dude. you get all the phony laughing. See, that's what pisses me off. And that's why, kudos to the 105.3 fan staff last night. All right. Anybody can sit there and laugh, and you guys know me. I like to clown these guys when they all, do the little fake faux laugh with the players after they say something silly. Where are you at when the bullets are flying?
There was a couple people that weren't there last night.
I ain't gonna name any names. In front of the camera.
I ain't gonna name any names, ML.
It's all fun and games, and you can talk to them after a win. But hey, where are you at when look, I told Bland straight up, you won one of your best games tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what? But if you do it with respect, because you got to say it. You got to say the quiet part out loud. Like, Deron Bland knows he was not good last night.
That was we saw the reaction of CeeDee Lamb on the sideline when he got dropped by Marvin Harrison. Did you see CeeDee Lamb like, ooh, no, his good. Own teammate
my,
was like.
My cousin and my son both were like, yeah, we saw that last night on the TV.
Dude, that was one of the rough. Worst drops.
Yeah. No, that was bad.
Like, Marvin Harrison put him
but,
his
but, shout out to Deron Bland.
Okay. So they got to answer the bell.
Deron Bland, you guys just heard, my man stood there, because he probably stood there for another minute after I left. So probably 4 or 5 minutes, and you know that. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but 4 or 5 minutes in a locker room scrum yeah. can feel like forever.
It's about 25% of the time you're in there.
All right. And my man stood there after one of his worst games ever, all right, and took the heat.
Probably would say his worst game ever.
Oh, hands down. All right. And look, just targeting him. And by the way, let's call it what it is. He's the highest. Is he not the highest paid player on the defense?
Him or Osa?
Him, okay. Osa, and I mean, let's put it this way. He's one of the top two or three highest paid players on one of the worst defense, if not the worst defense in the NFL, and got cooked in front of national television last night.
Standalone game.
Made Marvin Harrison look like his dad last night, all right? So I got number love for my boy Deron Bland after last night and facing the music afterwards. Here's another guy who faced the music last night, all right? Now, George Pickens said, hey, can I get a minute? No. He was cool about it. He was cool. He you know, I waited for him to finish what he was doing with his bag, and then he looked up at me. I looked, got a minute? No. Okay, cool. Kevontae Turpin. And CD wasn't even trying to make eye contact with anybody. I already knew CD was out of the question.
CD's is very obvious. Yeah, you know he's talking about CD before he even gets in the locker room.
CD, you already knew he wasn't trying to talk to anybody. Kevontae Turpin, who really hasn't, I mean, I haven't talked to Kevontae Turpin before, and there was nobody around him, surprisingly enough. Okay. Anyway. So, hey, but, you know, kudos to Kevontae. Asked him, hey, can I holler at you for a minute? And I think that might be the key to it. Anyway, here's Kevontae Turpin, a couple minutes with him after the game last night.
All right, so what's up with this offense right now?
I don't know, man. Some got to give, man. We got to execute, man. We got to do what we got to do, man, at the same time. But we're in the shell right now, man. We just come on about we, man, try to find our identity, but we got to stop worrying about what other teams do and do what we do best.
It just seems like, you know, for the first 4 or 5 weeks, you guys were as hot as anybody in the NFL, and it just – was it anything Denver did? Because it just feels like these last 2 weeks specifically, like – and it's not about – I mean, you guys are still getting the ball up and down the field. It's just like when we get into the, you know, the money-making zone, it just isn't what we've seen.
Yeah, I just say we just got to be better in the red zone. But at the end of the day, we got to stop worrying about what other teams doing mm-hmm. You know, just focus on us and, like...
You talking about defensively?
Yeah, no, offensively. We go out there and run our plays and start worrying about what they're doing. You know, I feel like we'll be all right.
And talk a little bit about your game. I feel like, you know, from a it feels like ever since that Green Bay game, we haven't seen the same Kevontae as far as being able to make plays and getting in space like we have in the first 4 or 5 weeks.
I just say, man, I ain't, you know, offense end, I ain't really been, you know, getting the snap count like I was when we first started the season. I just say I ain't really been out there on the offense hand pretty much. And I say I'm a turn game, man. I just need my guys to stay on the little boy. Once I get up to speed and trying to set up the blocks, you know, everybody already in my face. So I'm try to go in the back. We can just tell the guys, man, just fight a little harder and just, you know, try to finish.
How's your body feel?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling good.
All right. So what's the message over these? Got the bye week. Probably couldn't come at a better time. What's kind of the message for these next 2 weeks before you guys go to Vegas?
I just say everybody got to buy in, man. Everybody got to come here. You know, I know everybody don't like losing, so everybody got to come out with that, you know, with that trying to win mindset, man. Just, you know, you try to get it like that.
You still a playoff team?
I believe so.
Well, that is the opposite of coach speak right there.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Kevontae was odd. I mean, but it was great, though. I mean, he didn't say anything inflammatory.
The guy's got to block better, and holder blocks
I didn't even have to ask him either.
Might not be the favorite thing if you're the guy's blocking for him. Oh, it's our fault.
Just hold them blocks a little longer, man. I get running, them dudes are already in my face.
Because there's been
There's
been a lot of chatter online, and I've agreed with it. Kevontae Turpin on these returns, it looks like he's jogging every time. Like he's the full speed Kevontae just taking off, going left and right. We haven't seen. It's been a lot of like jogging. It almost feels like he's trying to get to, like, he runs out of bounds half the time. He's just kind of off to the side. So I appreciate his candidness, but we'll see if there's any blowback.
I love it. All right, coming up next, let's hear from, and these might be my two favorite, Jadeveon Clowney and Dante Fowler, who, what's he in? He's not a fan. We'll hear more about it next. Don't go anywhere.
It's
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Back to the Fan After Dark, and this segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All right. We are rolling right along on a, you know, that's why I'm so confused today. Because thick is for Thursdays. Tank Top Tuesday has been put on hold.
For Turtleneck Tuesday.
Well, no, because I'm not doing Turtleneck Tuesday. Now, if you want to do Turtleneck Tuesday, you're more than welcome to. I'm not going to do it because I don't own a turtleneck. Dylon, do you own a turtleneck?
I do not, no.
Okay. So, no, he said no.
No. Does Blake have a turtleneck?
Why don't you go ahead? Do you got anything to wash that down with, those Cheez-Its you're eating? I'm adamant about we don't eat in the studio when the...
Well, that's why my mic was off.
When radio was being done.
That's why my mic was off.
The only time I've ever almost assaulted an elderly man was when I was on the radio in Houston, and we're friends now. I just want to make that clear. But he used to always eat on the microphone.
This is how I know you're getting old.
Used to irritate the bejesus out of me.
This is how I know you're getting old.
How?
Because you've told the story like 4 times.
Well,
on the radio.
Guess what? That's number five. Okay. There's a lesson to be learned in this. Okay. Don't eat on the
microphone.
I'm
hungry. I did it. I turned my mic off.
Yeah, which came in munching, and it just irritates me.
You don't be munching in here?
They say there's like a... I'm sorry, what?
You don't be munching in here?
Rarely. Not when there's radio being done. During the 1 hour between Cowboy Crosstalk and the show, absolutely. When the mic goes hot,
Fred's
got no food here. Thank you.
My mic wasn't hot.
Yeah, my mic was. Nobody needs to hear you crunching. You know, like there's a disorder. Problem. You know, there's like a disorder where, and this is true. Like I have it. I really do.
That's not surprising.
I know.
I didn't even say what the disorder is, but I agree.
I haven't said what the disorder is. I see it. Like when you hear people eat. Oh my God.
Well, yeah. If I had my mic on and I was crunching I would be disgusted.
I'm talking about in general.
Okay. So you never eat around people?
Not if I don't have to.
Well, good luck finding a wife.
We can in separate rooms.
You would have a lavender marriage. I could see it.
What's a lavender marriage?
You don't know what a lavender marriage is?
Not if I just asked you what it was.
It means like you have your own bedroom.
Nah, I couldn't do that.
Well, we know why.
Nah, I couldn't do that.
You do everything separately, practically.
I couldn't do that.
You'd have one bedroom, like two kitchens or something.
Yeah.
Nah, we can cohabitate. I'm just saying, look, I could eat with somebody. I can. It's just, I'll tell you what irritates me.
You're trying to convince yourself.
No, I can. I absolutely can. But one thing that I was very adamant with my kids when they were growing up.
Don't eat around dad.
No. Eat with your mouth shut.
Of course.
You say of course. No, that's kudos to Mama Kim for teaching you manners. The number of people that eat with their mouth open is appalling.
Now, when you're at the house, Tolos, I think I would say most of us listening probably eat with our mouths closed when we're out in public. It's just
100%
kind of general
of the time.
Being an adult.
100% of the time.
When you're alone, how do you eat?
Same.
I've definitely had my few share. If I'm completely alone and I'm starving and it's the middle of the night, I might just be chowing down. But
so you're just in the middle of that.
There's no one there.
Who eats? I mean,
who said who I? Eats you like did that? That. I didn't do that. Who said I eat but like a mammoth?
Why would you eat differently in the middle of the night versus any other time of the day?
Your guards relax. Might be like
muscle memory.
Muscle memory. Yeah. I didn't say every time.
I'm done with this conversation.
I didn't say every time.
I'm done with this conversation.
I'm just saying. Telling me never in your entire life, Fred, you've eaten with your mouth open. Not 100%. One time.
Never.
Just from birth. You were just perfect eater.
Actually, shout out to Fred, too, who was adamant in the Davis side of the family. You ate with your mouth closed.
Who would have known?
Because you get popped.
Who would have known that Fred would be a A1 eater?
Dude.
Checks out.
I have OCD tendencies with certain things. Not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, I'm a free spirit. But there are certain things. No lights on at my house. Okay? Let's get that straight. Okay? You come over to Fred's crib. Guess what? Turn that light on. You better turn it off when you leave the room.
So we're going no lights, no open mouth. We're just sitting in silence. It's Fred's crib. Sounds riveting.
Nah, we'll have some music on. We'll have some music on.
Lo-fi all right. Jazz. Not above 3 hertz.
Theta waves. 888. All right. Jadeveon Clowney, my boy. All right. Gave me a head nod as he was walking back to the... What's up, dog? Hey, I see you, JC. I had a good game yesterday, too, by the way.
Yeah, I did. All right. Trying to get paid.
Had a good game. Hey, look. As our boy Wooly Bully said, let's tape show. He can still get after it. This is JC. And you might say, Fred, were those leading questions? I'll let you be the judge.
I'm all right, but we lost. I ain't not good about that. I hate losing. I worked too hard.
I asked your boy Deron, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we're 9 weeks into this, man. Like, is it Flus's deal? Is it just the communication?
I know,
but I'm just saying this. No, we ain't trying to point fingers, but I mean, what? It's Arizona, man.
I know.
Look, I get the NFL team. Yeah. I ain't trying to, you know.
Give them that. Me too. I feel you, but. I don't know, man. We got to go back and watch the film. That ain't my job. I am not the coach. I just try to do my job and bring everybody along or whatever the case may be. Just got to get guys going, and we fell short today. We ain't playing complimentary football.
Pass rush looks like it's got finally started to come together a little bit, though. I mean, if there's one silver
today.
Lining.
We did good today. Like I said, there ain't no point, no finger.
Yeah.
One day we have our days. They had their days. Today we had a good day, but it's a team effort. Ain't no one guy, two guys are doing this. There's 11 people out there trying to do everything, be on the same page, and just missed a few calls today. They got a couple explosive busts through.
How important is this bye week?
Very important. Guys get their body back, helps me get some guys back after the bye. And just after this loss, you probably need to get away and try to regroup when we come back after the bye.
Appreciate you, big man.
Thank you.
Are you noticing a trend in how the players are talking? They all have their own talking styles, but just the content and how they're answering certain questions.
Not necessarily. I mean, with Bland, that was my first time really. I mean, I've been in a couple scrums with him, but nothing that jumped off the page. Because the last time I think we talked to him was after a win. And it was in the center area too. So, you know, he was I think he had just gotten his deal done. So he was in a good, you know, I mean, you sign a $90 million deal, you're going to be in all kinds of good mood. That was my first time talking to Cavante. But that was my, now you'll, maybe you'll note, I've talked to Dante Fowler. You're going to hear me and him in just a second. You've heard me and Jadeveon Clowney talk. Obviously, that's my third or fourth time talking to him this year. So I think it's, guys are just a little more comfortable. And maybe I think it's, you know, you, I don't want to say you got to give them leading questions, but you got to kind of leave open-ended questions. Say the hard part and let them decide whether they're going to agree with you or tell you you're wrong. And that's my, that if there's one trick I've kind of figured out on this when it comes to, you know, when you have to ask them tough questions or, hey, your defense is not great and, you know, what are we doing here?
What would you say to the reason that y'all haven't figured things out? Is it Eberflus or is it, okay, there you go. You got it. There we go.
That's what I'm saying.
Jerry. you said it, I mean.
Yeah, that's it, right? And so you do have, I mean, because look, at the end of the day, you want to get something good or you want to get something substantive out of these guys.
The Tolos,
right?
For the fatties.
If we have a responsibility in the locker room.
Responsibility.
Okay? All right. I mean, at the end of the day, part of, I mean, when Tim and Gavin and Broadus and Wolchuk, you know, want that audio after a game's over. We want to give them something that A is worthy of being played on the air, and B something that, you know, whether you're a diehard Cowboys fan or you're just a radio fan or whatever, you can take something away from what they say and be like, I totally agree, I disagree, or I think they're full of you know what, or some combination of all three.
Shout out to Freddie D because Jadeveon Clowney is not a small man. What? I'm saying he's a towering man. Like, he's what, 6'5"?
He's every bit of 6'5".
Yeah, like, he's tall. I'm saying it's a lot easier to talk to Cavante Turpin and then go into Jadeveon Clowney. Turpin,
you know,
what would you say about the game today? You're not going to use a lot versus Jadeveon Clowney. We're like, JC!
But at the same time...
Talk to me!
which he does. I think the thing, though, too, is... You just have to go up there and just don't beat around the bush.
Hey, brother, man, let me holler at you.
I just go in and do what I do. Okay, here's Dante Fowler. Coming, I promise.
Riveting.
Real quick. What happened to you?
You just got the wind knocked out of me on the sack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I just got the wind knocked out of me.
All right, so we talked to your boy JC. He just said, look, man, we're
hey, stop that real
close.
Quick.
How many times did you get a reference that we talked to your man JC?
I said your boy Deron Bland.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I could have sworn it's like the third time I've heard it. Talk to your boy JC.
No. Context clues here, boys. Context clues here. See, when you mention that you've already talked to somebody else. Look, I'm just telling you what I heard from this guy.
It's not my word. I thought y'all played great. If you ask me, I thought y'all were phenomenal.
I'm just saying what other people have said.
Just talking to Flus in the locker room, in the hallway. Jerry said this.
Go.
Real quick. What happened to you?
You just got the wind knocked out of me on the sack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I just got the wind knocked out of me. That's it.
All right, so we talked to your boy JC. He just said, look, man, we're getting close. It seemed like today... The pass rush wasn't the issue.
Yeah. Shit. I don't know what else to say off of that. You just got to keep playing.
Right.
Keep playing together, camaraderie, football, and get off the field on third downs.
Are you guys ready to be done with this trade deadline nonsense talk?
Oh, I'm not listening to it. I don't even know what's going on. I'm not a fan. I'm in this. You feel me?
Hey.
I let the fans do all that.
Okay.
I'm actually in this. I'm not really concerned about the trade.
So what could this bye week come at a better time?
I think it's the right time just for each other to get their minds right and be able to heal their bodies.
So what's the message? What's kind of the feeling? What are you going to do over? I mean, you're a vet. Like you said, you're in this. What's Dante Fowler doing to decompress?
I'm going to stay here, get treatment on my body, and just look at my past, nine games that we played?
Nine games,
and just see what I can do better to finish the season off strong.
Is it still a playoff team?
Yeah, of course. Just got to fix the little mistakes, and I think we'll be good.
Quite the explicit filled interview. Boom. There from Fred and Fowler, just throwing S-bombs left and right.
You know, I mean, we were in the zone. You know, he's in it, I'm in it, let's go. All right. I mean, win in Rome.
When in Rome.
When in Rome.
I think you did a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I mean, like I said, you were there. You saw it. We knew going into it. But I remember what I told you before I walked in. I said, look, man, I'm going in. First of all, it was hot. The game wasn't the outcome we were all hoping for. And it was like, look, man, we got to get some answers. We got to get some feedback from these guys. And more importantly, I mean, look, at the end of the day, look, we want it's a lot more fun for us. It's a lot more fun for you fans when this Cowboy team does well. All right. I mean, this team should at the very least, you should have beat the Carolina Panthers. You should have beat the Arizona Cardinals. All right. And let's be honest, you should have beat the Chicago Bears. OK, those are three teams that theoretically you are better than. OK, now maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. You lost all three teams. I thought last night was not Dak's best game of the season. He's
back
now
to
played.
Back weeks.
He's now played two games back to back that he has not been great. He missed a couple throws last night. There was one throw,
Fergie, CD, Pickens. He missed one to at least all of them.
He missed one to each guy. Now Kevontae did have a big drop yesterday as well. Right. There was also a huge holding penalty that negated a first down. There was a play where he broke out of the pocket and then airmailed one over CD. I think I can't remember if it was CD or George Pickens' head.
I think it was CD.
I think it was, right? That he airmailed over his head. He was late getting the ball to CD on that fourth down.
The
put a little
first
too much
quarter
air on
Dak
it.
Was good. Outside of the first quarter,
after
Dak
that,
was
that,
he
was not great.
Now,
he was not great.
There was also pressure up the middle. He also wasn't avoiding that first guy like he usually does. Then the tackles start to fall apart.
Yeah.
Then Terrence Steele gets benched for Nate Thomas, who gives up the same
amount.
Who
wasn't great. And we love Nate Brown over here, but he looked like Nate Brown. Looked like Nino Brown
last night.
Nate
Thomas came in the fourth quarter, played 18 passing.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Snaps and gave up five pressure.
I'm no mathematician, but that's damn near one third. Okay, that's 33% of the snaps they were getting home. So
that was the most on the team. And one quarter.
And that's not good look right there. So anywho, that's a little Fan After Dark locker room action right there. Hopefully you learned a little something from it because I know we certainly did as well. Coming up next, Coming up next, it's time for a little fair or foul, a parking lot excursion for our boy Blake Elliott from one Dave to another. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's the Fan After Dark.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Not only did the college football rankings come out, and we'll touch on those in the 10 o'clock hour. Don't forget top five tonight. A little show rewind. Of course, you guys know what that music means. It's time for a little fair foul. But in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll do a little show rewind, kind of touch on what the Mavericks did over the weekend. They are number one in one important NBA category. What is it? Well, stick around at 10 o'clock. We'll tell you exactly what that number one means. Also, we'll tell you who's number one in the latest edition of the NCAA playoff rankings for all things college football. And then one of my favorite times of the year, college basketball, boys and girls. Everybody knows my best friend, AK. You may know him as Hall of Fame coach Bill Self. You know, every now and again, we'll catch a flight from Southwest, from KCI to Love Field. My Jayhawks got off to a rousing start. And, of course, you know, if things keep up the way they're going, Darren Peterson could be a Dallas Maverick.
All right, before we get into fair or foul, I do want to read some of y'all's texts. Y'all sent in a bunch.
Yeah, you guys have been great.
I do need a little bit more activity on the text line. Can I ask it just like a smidge more?
Well, we'll get crunk with the text line in the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay, here we go. I love how Fred was like, look, obviously this was not one of your better games from the 972. 214, I dig the approach in the locker room, Fred. Refreshing. Fred is awesome from the 817.
Thanks, 817.
214, Fred, this man has called you an A1 eater and you said nothing about it. Yeah, he didn't catch that one. 972, respect to Deron Bland. He stood in there and answered all of Fred's questions without getting sassy. 817, great work in the locker room, Fred. Blake is right. They're blaming the coaches on the low. On another note, that's our age range. No smacking and wasting electricity.
That's right.
817, can Hoffman play right tackle? 972, Fred, outstanding hustle. Exclamation point.
Thanks.
Love the locker room, candid combos. It doesn't have to be hard hitting, to be honest. And great content, great show. That's from Todd. You like that?
That's the way he said that. What's wrong with being an A1 eater? I mean, you called me that. Is that
you sure you want to be an A1 eater? I'll let you look that up when you.
Is that something that you kids are talking about? That
that's
maybe
not really kids are talking about.
I mean, yeah, I've never. I mean, I'm 44 years old. I've never heard anything about A1 eater. Is there some sort of nefarious undertone to it? So
I want you to just think about who may be eating and be called an A1 at such job. Or that's something you want to be called.
I mean, when I think of A1, gentleman. I think of
I
it
think
being,
the steak sauce.
That's exactly what I think.
Just think good. D1, best, A+, replace it with any, this means best at.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the best at eating, and I'm not talking about food, so let you put two and two together. Okay.
See, this is.
You've never heard that before? I can't really go into details,
yeah, I mean,
an example.
You can't. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of things I probably shouldn't be
eater,
saying.
I just think of somebody that eats food.
Oh, for sure, they eat.
Virgin mind here.
Yeah.
Virgin mind here.
It's steak for sure.
You know what? You guys are sickos.
Okay, so. Actually, you set up this fair foul because you're on the phone with me, and then I'll jump
so
in.
So we referenced Blake's tweaking earlier off the 300 milligram caffeine Black Rifle drink. Which, by the way, shout out to Black Rifle Coffee. If y'all want to sponsor a little Fan After Dark,
we'll jump 7-11.
Blake likes your cold brew. I'll drink your hot drinks, and it's a win-win for everybody. So after he opted not to delete his resonator. And after he...
They went on to the next task.
Went from one, you know, trying to pilfer his or you know, sell his crap from one person to the next. You started kind of like yelling at somebody and...
I headed to the pawn shop.
You and I, like, it's like you and I are talking, but at the same time, you're also yelling at somebody as you're en route to a pawn shop. And then you were talking about all these things you were going to do, which I said you weren't going to do in jest because, you know, I mean, we're on the phone.
Because the guy cuts me off. He's in like a white van that you would... Yes. It's the one you pick up kids in, pretty much. I'm just painting the picture. I'm in my car. I'm about to take the right to get inside of this pawn shop, and a guy in a
White van.
White van cuts me off.
Yeah.
And so I start yelling.
You did.
On the phone.
Not to him.
Not to him.
Over the phone.
Over the phone. I'm like, this guy just cut me off. What a blank. What a blank. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm going to pull up next to him.
Yeah.
And let him know that I'm mad.
Which he didn't.
Which I did not. I just pulled up in front of the pawn shop. Said guy pulls up in the parking lot. So we're obviously both going to the pawn shop.
Yeah.
And
down here at the pawn shop.
I park. And I'm still mad. Like, I can't believe this guy just did this. Blah, blah. Yeah. I'm not like actually mad. I'm not like about to fight this guy.
He's just venting because I'm on the phone venting with him. That's it.
I look in the rearview mirror. Homeboy is like walking towards my car, but also I'm right in front of the pawn shop. So I don't know which one he's walking towards. I open my door. I'm ready for the smoke. My door is open. And I see him walk and stop at my door. I was like, what's up, man? I'm thinking he's about to like start cussing at me. About to start like, what's up? Whatever. And he goes like, sorry, man. I was trying to go to the pawn shop and I didn't see you there. And I was like, oh, okay. So immediately my guard comes
down. Diffuses the situation immediately.
He had no aggression.
None.
And then he goes like, sorry, I was just trying to go to the pawn shop. And I was like, oh, it's all good, man. Next thing you know, he's got a, am I allowed to say what he had in his hand?
Let's just say that he's smoking something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He's smoking a left-handed cigarette.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just leave it at that.
So he's got that. He goes, hey, do you want to take a hit on my left-handed cigarette?
Offers the left-handed cigarette.
And then I'm like, okay, this guy is cool. And he goes,
what a 180.
He goes, I'm from Colorado. I'm new here.
Yeah.
I was just trying to buy power tools at this pawn shop. Like, do you know if they have any good ones? I take his left-handed cigarette.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Let me think about that.
Now, mind you, for anyone thinking, Blake, that's stupid, I saw him take a drag out of left-handed cigarette first, and it was halfway gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
So clearly, it's not laced with anything.
It's not laced with anything. Yeah. I was like, is this
at least we hope not.
So I see him do it. I go, sure, I'll definitely, do my thing.
Yeah.
And then he starts, he hands me a business card, which is in my hand right now. I told him I'm going to give him a shout out for free. Shout out to David.
Well, I think what threw him off was when he said his name was David, you said your name was David.
He goes, my name's David. I go, what? That's my name too.
Yeah.
Mind you, I was about to cuss this guy out 3 minutes ago. Yeah. Painting services, commercial, residential, interior, exterior, drywall, texture, patch, tape, embed, and much more. Shout out to David. And then on the back, a little Bible verse.
Mm.
2 Samuel 22, verse 33, God is my strength and power.
Mm.
And guy couldn't have been more humble.
Clearly not his navigator, but nonetheless.
And he was just like, sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah.
Take a drag out of my left-handed cigarette. Let's go in this pawn shop and make some money.
I mean, come on.
And then we started talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Or spend some money, either way.
Then we started talking about power tools.
Yeah.
Then we started talking about... my job. I said, hey, I'm gonna give you a shout out on the radio. He goes, for real? Are you for real? I don't know if he's listening right now.
I mean, look.
Because I did tell him what station we're on. He said, my van doesn't support the radio.
Well, that's the... I did a belly laugh when I heard that. My white panel van doesn't support the radio.
But I say this nonetheless.
But didn't he come back?
Yeah, he walked back up to me, and he was just like,
he had
it on the YouTube.
Yeah.
He had it on the YouTube. He goes, is this the station? I go, I'll be.
So Dave was clearly invested in that.
Yeah, he pulled
it
up on YouTube. He goes, is this the station?
Shout out to him.
And I said, yeah. So somebody that I was mad at, about to cuss out, ready to get the smoke with, ended up getting the smoke with.
Got a smoke with. Full circle. And then, now, mind you, too.
And he was from Colorado, so it was,
So
put two and two together.
Yeah, there you go. Don't overthink it, ladies and gentlemen. My only critique of the fair or foul in all of this, and we could, there's a couple that we could nitpick here. Fair or foul, I had to tell Blake, remind him that you're on the radio, and let's find out, who he is, and let's give him a shout out.
Yeah.
Let's give him a shout out on the radio.
That's what I was doing. I had already had his business card, so I wasn't having a much follow-up.
I mean, I'm yelling in Blake's ear while he's shouting out our boy Dave. And, my man's got a blizzle. He's ready to hang some drywall and listen to the fan while doing it. So, I mean, if that's not a great makeup for a Tuesday, I don't know what is.
Like, he could have easily been like, what's up, man? Why you cut me off? And it could have been argumentative.
Well, he cut you off, though.
Yeah, he could have been argumentative, but he said, you know what? Here's a peace offering.
And there was a peace offering. So, fair or foul?
I think you should start doing that more. If you're going to cut someone off, offer them a peace offering.
Yeah.
That they can inhale.
If you cut them off? What if you don't have anything to inhale?
You should always have something to inhale.
Pause. Yeah, that didn't sound good.
No, it didn't. Oh, it did. So if you don't, then what? Because I'm going to go out on a limb and say Dylon has nothing to inhale in his vehicle. So if Dylon cuts somebody off, just a hunch.
Dylon should get out of the car and slap him across the face.
Yeah.
Say, I do that to people I love.
Which would not be incorrect.
Or another, some more Dylon lore.
Yeah.
You should hand them a towel. If you know, you know. Remember the towel?
Yeah, you use like what, one a day, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't know that was odd.
No, so if you were to hand someone a towel, that would be showing Dylon really likes
it. I asked my whole family. Everyone uses one towel. Well,
I can only imagine how many towels are in the Moore household. No,
that's a good barometer,
God,
asking your own family.
And apparently, like my sister and mom, they'll use two.
Wow. One for their body and one for their hair. Absolutely. Yeah. And use the same two all week or just different ones every day?
No, different ones every day. That's like great. One. Yeah.
That is a lot of laundry.
Like, how many people are in your family or in your house?
That live with us. My sisters live with us, but there's six of us in total.
Six of y'all?
Yeah.
In the crib? And y'all are using towels every day?
Yeah.
How many girls?
Two. My mom and my little sister.
So that's four right there. That's four towels a day. And then the other four. So we're up to eight towels a day.
Dude.
And that's just the towel part. Do y'all do laundry every day with the rest of the house?
How are you guys doing laundry, dude?
Every day.
Okay, see, where's Papa Moore on this? Like, he hasn't put his foot down and said, look, we got to stop this.
He does laundry, too.
Okay, see, this is where.
Where's the routine? I got to know. Boy. Is this happening at the same time every day? Like, at 3 o'clock laundry is? It's at midnight? It's in the morning?
It's kind of whatever, I guess.
I mean, do you guys have, like, laundry shifts at your house? I mean, what's going on here? Do you do the laundry at all?
Sometimes.
Man.
I don't think Dylon does it often.
No.
But I never thought it was out of the ordinary to use one towel a day.
That's totally out of the ordinary.
I don't think that's the weirdest thing ever.
I do.
But I do think it is weird.
I think it's crazy.
I don't think it's the weirdest thing ever.
I've used the same towel all week.
Same. The fact that y'all do laundry every single day is a little out of the box.
It's bonkers to me, man. It's bonkers to me.
Does anyone else do laundry?
877-881-1053. I just don't feel like laundry is something that you should do every day. Now, granted, too, I'm also a single guy that lives by himself, so it's easier for me to only have to do laundry
when I want to.
I usually reserve it for the weekends.
I have enough clothes where I could go probably 3 months without doing laundry, and it wouldn't affect my wardrobe.
What about socks and drawers, though?
That one I'd probably have to do at least within the month.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it gets you.
Yeah. But all the other articles of clothing, I could go 3-4 months. If I really didn't want to.
Yeah. But, I can recycle. I got a whole room full of clothes I haven't even gone through.
Yeah, you do.
That are just sitting there. So
bunch of roofing shirts.
I've gotten rid of a handful of those already. I mean, I don't
Plato's
need them anymore.
Plato's Closet.
Here's
$13
here's 50,
I got.
Here's 50 cents for a roofing company.
I gave them a nice green button-up that I wore on a vacation.
Yeah.
A pair of jeans with spider webs on them, a jacket.
And I made you pay me to take those away from you.
And a Chrome Hearts hat that had my ex-girlfriend's name on it.
Wow.
I don't know why they took that. It literally has her initials on it. And obviously, I was like, I got to get this out of my house.
Yeah, you do.
And they gave me a total of $13 for all four items.
Hey, look, you got anything for it.
No, I'm not. See, it's nice stuff, Freddie. I didn't grab.
Yeah, to you.
I didn't grab my wear on the house t-shirts that have stains on them. And I grabbed nice clothes that I have worn on vacations, that I've worn out to dinner. Like, they are nice outfits. I spend $40, $50, $60 on each piece. And they're like, we'll give you $13 total dollars for all four. I'm like, bruh. Yeah. Now, obviously, I took it because I'm not making any money off of it anyways, whatever. But still, like, give me $13 an item and I would still be like, that's low, but that makes more sense. They're giving me like $3 an item.
Yeah. Because you figure how long, I mean, and I guess here's the real question. What you need to do, go back to that Plato's Closet.
And see how much they sell.
And see how much they sell.
If I was selling them some random Adidas shirt that looked like it's been wearing around my house and it's all dirty, yeah, give me $3.
They don't respect
drip
your gear.
They don't know. You know what I want to know? I'm going to do an experiment. What system are they looking at?
Well, that's the fair foul in this.
To get their estimator.
Go back. You figure if we've got any Plato's Closet former employees or people in the know when it comes to that sort of,
because you don't have drip, the person behind the desk. You don't know how to dress. So why am I trusting you? Why do you get to evaluate my clothing price?
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. What's the process? What's the process behind this? We want to know. All right, that's going to do it for Fair Foul. Foul when it comes to Plato's Closet. All right, coming up next, we're going to reset the show. A little Mavs After Dark. They are number one in this category, but I don't know that that's a good thing. We're going to give you a Stars update and the latest with the NCAA college football rankings. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Final of the program. This is Fan After Dark.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.